gentlemen, welcome back, and thanks once again for watching the Comedy at the Carlson Cast with your host, Vinny Paulino. With him as always, it's Brian Ball, what a shame. And today's guests are Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy of the Super Troopers. Before we get underway, ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, the heist with the least, the one, the only, the sad and lonely Mr. Vinny Paulino.
Woo, good morning. Are we interrupting you, Vincenzo?
Well, I am sad and lonely, so you know how you start off the morning when you're feeling that way. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. It's me, your pal, Vinny Paulino. Thank you for such a wonderful, wonderful introduction, Steve.
You're very welcome, my friend. You're most welcome.
You know, I'd be very offended by the insults if I didn't know it took you so long to write them.
I did. I was literally...
I know you put your heart into it.
I want to do a good job for you. This is America. You have to work hard, so I'm doing my best.
Amen to that.
It's not Australia, man.
Well, hey.
Who's that?
That's Jeff Dale's hangout from Three Heads Brewing. Good morning, friends. Jeff.
Hey, cheers.
The man who makes our lives livable.
There he is.
The man who drowns our sorrows.
You did this to me.
I learned it from watching you, Dale.
I love how before the show started, Steve and Jeff were just going at it. And
there's a little bit of racism going on.
Jeff could not even let me get through the introductions before he's like, I got to take a shot at that Australian.
I know. You know when you've got a non-pro broadcaster in the room, eh? Because he's like, you don't talk before you get introduced. It's like a rule.
Yeah, well, you know what? In America, we do things differently, buddy.
Ooh.
Oh, say this is
God bless the USA.
Jeff is an innovative orator, and you should just
I'm just
do what he wants.
Don't make me take a knee for the rest of this podcast.
And then we'll get tweeted at. It'll be a whole thing.
Brian's taking a knee for every episode, as far as I can tell. So don't let that stop you.
I never get up.
Hey, I got to tell you folks that are watching this, I'm playing with the internet right now because we are live on Facebook. Thank you for those who are watching.
Yeah.
We got a cool one for you from Broken Lizard.
Yes.
Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy are going to be here, boys.
In mere moments.
Oh, my gosh. The stars of such films as Puddle Cruiser, The Slammin' Salmon, Club Dread, Beer Fest.
I was going to say, are you burying the lead there?
And Super Troopers, and about to be Super Troopers too. So we're excited to have them in here today. It's going to be very cool. I have a lot of questions for those guys.
Yeah.
I have a lot of questions for them. So we're going to get to that in just a little bit. But before we do, Jeff, you decided to sit in here with us for a little bit. You got to sit through the plugs and help us make them interesting.
That's a lot of work.
One of them is for your business, yeah. Telling me. Well, let's start off with something really cool that's happening in Rochester. Yeah. Every Sunday night, folks, we have Rochester's...
Whoa, what was that, Vinny? That was intense, man.
I know exactly what that was. Steve's fault.
It was Vinny's guitar solo.
How the hell's that my fault?
It wasn't mine.
No.
God damn it!
Whenever I cut to your computer, dude.
You know what it is? I know what it is.
Do you have music playing in the background on your computer? Because whenever we go there.
No, I was trying to get I screwed up, obviously. We're live.
I thought, David, what's his name?
That was actually a part of the Red Band trailer for the Super Troopers 2 movie. Later.
It's freaking metal is what it was.
Yes, it was. They got some AC/DC going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vinny, are you an only child?
No.
Oh. It's just that the way something went wrong and you immediately went, it's Steve's fault! Somebody else's fault!
I had a lot of dumb siblings, so it was mostly their fault. I came up with a bunch of idiots.
I didn't realize you and Brian were related.
It was such a dumb joke, but I loved it. All right, go to my screen now. You're going to love it.
Yes, there you go. Okay, we're safe now. Right.
We want you to be funny every Sunday right here at Comedy at the Carlson. We present Rochester's best stand-up open mic, hosted by yours truly, stupid over there, Brian.
Yep.
And our buddy RJ Perpero, who's hosting this weekend. We're going to put on a great show for you. We have a lot of fun performers. If you would like to try to come and be funny, showtime is 8 p.m., but you got to sign up first. You got to be there at 7:30 sharp to sign up and get a spot. You're going to get 3 to 4 minutes to perform, and oh my God, the drink specials are amazing.
I got
to
say, about those 3 photos of you guys there.
Yeah, like, all very flattering from a distance.
Well, RJ's looks really rock and roll. Like, he looks like a comedian, you look like a comedian, and Brian looks like he's kind of got the spotlight at an AA meeting.
That is at least a 6-year-old photo, so that's probably exactly what was going on at that time. You probably nailed it.
6 years have not been kind to you.
No, friend. They have not. No, no years have been kind to me. Not a one of them.
I don't expect that trend to change anytime soon.
No, probably not.
I'm in a
rapid downward spiral.
Hey, Vinny, do we have any other sponsors for the show today?
We do, but you know, before we get to those, I want to remind you all, the voting's out for Best of Rochester.
Yes.
Newspaper Best of Rochester. And Comedy at the Carlson was nominated for Best New Bar or Club.
Woo-hoo!
Yes. You only get one shot to win that, folks, unless we close down for a while and reopen again next year. But we only get one shot at this one. So help us win Best New Bar or Club. And may I also add, this show here was nominated for Best Local Podcast.
Yes, it was.
Not originating on radio. So once again, Evan Dawson.
Oh.
Right there, Evan Dawson.
I missed your crotch chop. Will you do it again,
Evan
please?
Dawson. Thank
you. He is such a nice man, and you do that to him every time.
In the word, I don't care. I don't care how nice he is.
Can I just plug that if you're going to vote?
We're getting there.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Yeah, don't just stop
jumping ahead.
And honestly, Vinny, where did you get this guy from?
He makes the best beer in the world. He can stay here all day.
He has his redeeming qualities.
Listen,
let it go.
Steve, if he knew how to run the computer, he'd be doing it right now. I just want you to know that. So shut up and let our guest do as he pleases.
Quick impression of what that would look like. Oh, jeez. Where am I? I bet that beard smells like hops.
And other things.
That's a best case scenario. Yes.
And can I also add, if you're going to vote, best local comedian.
Oh, jeez. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen.
You can vote for me. Pretty, pretty please.
Don't
all
beg.
Right.
It's not
beginning. We're not going to beg. But you know, another one of our great sponsors who was nominated. Hey, Chris, is my mic okay? Because I sound pretty low.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Handcrafted in New York State, in upstate New York, Iron Smoke Whiskey, Applewood Smoked Whiskey, handcrafted.
They're awesome.
They are awesome.
So
and you know
tasty.
What else? They're made in two varieties, regular Get You Drunk Whiskey and Rattlesnake Rosie's Apple Pie Whiskey, available all over the place. If you're going to a bar and you want a signature craft cocktail at the Carlson, you're coming here, just ask for some Iron Smoke in your glass.
Yeah, they're awesome, man. And we made some beer one time using their barrels, and it was voted the gold medal barrel aged beer of New York State.
No kidding.
So they make some good whiskey and it goes well with beer.
Ooh. Also,
it's trivia you only find out here.
I'm excited because Sapori Cafe and Catering, one of our other great sponsors, these guys are incredible. Chef Joe is the man, and you are all at the end of this episode going to find out why Chef Joe is the man. But you can go for lunch at the Powers Building Atrium, the Tennis Club of Rochester. Or you could have them cater your special event at Sapori Rochester. Find them on Facebook and Instagram, and trust me.
Delicious.
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 It'll make you make improper noises in public.
I wish you guys could have seen how Jeff's face just lit up when he saw his own logo on this thing here. He just was like a kid at Christmas. Oh, my God. Three Heads Brewing, are you guys nominated?
We are nominated for Best Regional Brewery and also for Best Beer Bar, which is cool because we only serve our beer. So that means our beer must be good enough that people think that we are, you know, worthy of that.
Awesome.
Well, that's because it's all you need.
Yeah. And our very last sponsor read for the day, our good folks at Bad Drip Labs. Oh, my God. The premium e-liquids made in New York State, made right here in Rochester. Bad Drip. Find them at Instagram, at Bad Drip. Put them in your vape. Oh, my God.
We got people
coming
in.
Look who's here. Look who's here. It's Kevin and Steve, everybody. Hey, Steve, good morning, man.
We made it.
Good morning.
We made it.
Mark trapped himself in the room. Hey, man.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Is there a camera in this spot?
No, there's no camera.
Do you want to sit in my lap, Mark?
How long have you guys been at this? Right, for hours or what?
About 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes, yeah.
Okay. How's it going so far?
So far, better now.
Yeah, it's better now.
Best show ever?
We're working on it. This is Jeff, by the way. Jeff was hanging out with us. He is one of the owners of Three Heads Brewing, and we are just starting. Would you guys care for a beer this morning?
I guess I couldn't turn it down, right?
Sure. What do you guys like? What do we got back there? We've got Rockstafarian Scotch Ale. Okay. We've got The Kind.
And we have a Giant Panda.
And we have Giant
is
Panda.
Is
The
Kind a cannabis-infused beer?
No,
it's
man.
An
we, IPA. No. We wouldn't waste that on the beer.
Okay.
We would. That's what you do while you're making the beer.
Not how we roll.
The Kind's an IPA.
Yes.
What's The Panda?
It's a double IPA.
Double IPA.
We also have Two Kind IPA as well.
Okay.
Which is the Two Kind, which is the IPA double IPA.
It's a super boozy.
What do you think the best IPA is?
Oh, We've got to go with the kind. If you never have, and
you got to go with the kind. Grab two kinds for our friends here. Hey guys, right. Welcome back to Rochester.
I'm not generally an IPA guy. Like,
well, then get a Scotch ale.
I'll have a Scotch ale.
A Rockstafarian, and this is a...
While we get these guys some beers, Ben, should we just throw to our bad drip commish?
Yeah, let's take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with these guys. Hey, guys. Yeah, we're live again, folks. I don't know which way we're coming, which way we're going.
It's a busy morning, dude. It's not your fault. You got a lot of stuff going on today.
I'm fine with it, but I'm just thrilled to have you guys back in town. Welcome back to Rochester.
What's up, man?
I'm great. I'm great. How are you guys? Welcome back.
Fantastic.
You guys had a sold-out show last night here.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Sold out on a Thursday. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a new room. Well, we just opened up a few months ago, so we were really glad to get you guys in towards the beginning because... Amazing act.
Yeah, thanks. It was the crowd was awesome, and the energy here in Rochester is great.
We are fueled by garbage.
We have little to live for.
That's kind of why it happens. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's just we're just so goddamn happy. There's something to do.
Do you know what? We love coming to like snowy, cold towns.
Yeah.
Because the people are so.
Yeah, I love gigs in the boonies. That's the best.
Yeah,
they want to laugh.
They're happy.
Yeah.
That you come.
I mean, you guys drink beers at 10 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to Rochester.
This Rochesterfarian is delicious.
Thank you,
brother. It's a delicious beer.
Good. Mine is too kind.
Ah.
And delicious.
There you go.
Oh, you're so, too kind, Kevin.
I guess my first question is, according to all of your bios and all that good stuff, you guys all went to Colgate University. Yeah. It's a pretty good school.
That's serious college.
Yeah. And I guess my question is, do they just call you guys and ask you for money, or do they let you come to the reunions?
For a while, we were the redheaded stepchild, though, right? They didn't necessarily want to be associated with us.
Well, it was funny, too, because like we shot our first movie called Puddle Cruiser, which is the movie we made before Supercharged.
Right.
I think we were like 25, 26 years old.
Yeah.
And it's a college movie. It takes place on a college campus. And so Colgate was the place we had in mind while we were writing it. And then we asked them if we could shoot there, and they wouldn't let us. Because like they read the script, and they're like, there's like too much partying going on. And so they wouldn't let us. And then all our friends, all us alumni started sending them faxes saying like, hey, come on, you guys, every year you're asking us for contributions to the school, and now these guys are asking for a favor to shoot on the college campus, and you won't let them shoot? What is that? And so finally they said, okay, you guys can
shoot. So you actually filmed part of Puddle Cruiser
at Colgate?
We filmed
the whole thing,
Colgate.
How did I not know that you filmed that whole movie at Colgate?
Yeah.
And the surrounding area.
But now, that was when they didn't like us. Now they like us. Now, like, I have a buddy whose kid goes there now. And we're in like the orientation presentation.
You're joking.
Those guys went, yeah.
And it's funny because I dropped out of Colgate my senior year, which is not a wise move.
Yeah, it's not the usual path.
You don't really want to drop out your senior year. Like you're on the 5-yard line.
I can't handle these last 30 days.
Dude, I don't like it. I haven't taken the swimming test, you know. But they came the last time we were in Syracuse a couple of years ago, and the administration came and presented me with my degree.
A fake degree.
Yeah. Guys, can we get you guys to share this microphone?
Yeah,
thank you very much.
You know what? I'm telling a story.
Hold on a second, guys. Hey, listen.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
I'm taking my headphones off because you guys are driving me nuts back there.
Yeah, get them, Paul. Get them, Vinny.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Man, the headphones this is a problem.
How's this mic working?
Great.
Good.
Great.
Thank you very much.
What's up, guys?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, everybody.
You know, usually we have a better operation than this, but we decided to let Jeff come in here, and the beer started coming, and now it's...
All like, insulting here in his Australian heritage.
Jeff's a bad influence, is what
the
we're
Scotch
saying.
Ale is delicious.
There's a fridge full back there, man. Help yourself. The So you guys, you know, did Super Troopers pretty much right out of college. You guys all met back up in New York City. What was the original name of your sketch troupe?
It was called Charred Goosebeak.
Charred Goosebeak.
Charred Goosebeak.
So you generally, when you name your sketch groups, it has to be after some type of deformed animal.
That's what, like, it's a Jay Chandrasekhar thing. Jay Chandrasekhar is one of the guys in the group.
Yep.
And he, what inevitably has happened in our history is we've all come up with a name of a group, and then he just changes it unilaterally on his own when he wants to. And that's what he did.
Like, when it comes time to, like, we have a very elaborate naming process. We did it with Charred Goosebeak and Broken Lizard. We sit around for 2 days with, like, 100 names in a hat. And we debate the merits of each one of them. Then we settle on a name. We agree on it. And then when it's time to, in both cases, when it was time to like go print out the flyers for the right. first show, they were delivered to us with a completely different name. and Jay had unilaterally, you know, decided to change it at the last second, which is fine. I like Broken Lizard.
Yeah, fine.
What were you going to go with over Broken Lizard?
It was Chocolate Speedo, I think was the name of it. Yeah. Chocolate Speedo.
Yeah, I think you made the right choice.
And, it's, and Speedo, Speedo. Like, I mean, literally those two. Chocolate like Speedo and Speedo, Speedo. Yeah.
Speedo.
We couldn't decide between Chocolate Speedo or Speedo, Speedo.
And then there was five whiteys and an engine was one of the names.
I tune into that one. That was
five whiteys and an engine.
Yeah.
How was Jay doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Spoke to him last night.
Yeah. You guys, he's directing Super Troopers 2?
Did it. It's done.
You guys are done?
Yeah, it's done.
Oh, the movie's coming out 2020.
I knew that. Yeah. I was getting there.
Done.
Yeah. Nice.
Now, because when you were here last year, you guys were had filmed part of it, and you were going to finish it up, so I wasn't sure quite how far you got. So all done.
All done.
So you've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've seen it. It's good.
Is it good?
All it's great. It's great. It's actually testing higher than any movie we've made with the test audience. The highest testing movie we've made so far.
Wow.
Cool. And testing highest with the female audience as well.
So you guys like do the whole like because watching your movies sometimes you think like maybe it's just a bunch of guys having fun and they just kind of do it on the fly, but you're doing like all the testing and all that stuff.
Yeah, we did.
Well, you have to, you know, it's like live comedy, you test it live. You go out and if you laugh, then you know it works.
Yeah.
And well, if not, then you're done.
Hold on a second. With Super Troopers, didn't you make Super Troopers then sell it?
We did. We made it for $1 million and we got into Sundance and sold it at Sundance to Fox.
Okay, so you sold it to Fox, and did they test it before they bought it, or did they just bought it on the spot?
You can't buy it before you can't test it before you buy it. Like literally, it's the Sundance Film Festival is a buyer's market.
Sure,
and they were all in the room. Harvey Weinstein was in that room, and so you just have to go on your gut and purchase it, and then they tested it, decided that they wanted to reshoot a certain part, like a scene, the final scene of the movie. They wanted to reshoot and bring the stoners back,
right?
And so we did that, and then the following year they released it. But they did test screenings, official test screenings. We got our scores. And Super Troopers 2 is testing about 20 points higher than the first Super Troopers.
Wow. I'm very excited about it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So who did the writing for this movie? Did you all do it as a team collaborative effort?
I did it by myself.
You did it all by yourself.
I mean, Kevin and I did it.
All right, thank you.
Ourselves.
Thank you.
All the good stuff Kevin and I wrote.
Right.
And
right.
then all the exposition. Actually, we did some of the exposition, too, like some of the cooler plot points.
You wrote about how, like, we got to get the outside shot of the building here. And
that's the other guys. They do that part.
They do that part.
Yeah. That's the wrong way. But, I mean, really, like, do we need, you know, like, I just feel like you guys would be more comfortable if you just had one each.
Oh, man.
I was wondering what he was saying when he said GIF.
Yes.
GIF, I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
Chief.
It's not a
chief, I think that is.
English is not his first
language. In New Zealandish, that's it's chief.
He's just mad because I was being racist earlier towards him. He's also
really?
Yeah,
really?
He was calling him an Australian, and that gets Steve all hot and bothered.
Kiwi.
Yeah, the Kiwis don't like that.
Yeah. Steve's your opener this weekend.
Great.
Yeah.
He is a good comic. People don't realize because we make him like do the boards and we're mean to him and stuff, but he's like an amazing comedian.
Yeah.
It's good, but it's funny. Like, it takes a second to figure out the accent, though, Steve.
Yeah.
You have to listen to it for a while, and then it clicks in. You know, it's like when you understand the language, and you're like, oh, yeah.
But let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this. Anybody. Do you think it's like, okay, you go over to New Zealand and Steve's a dime a dozen over there.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there's only about a dozen over there.
Yeah. So like, do you think over here that we're like Steve is so cool. Do you think because of his accent, we just love him?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's his primary.
But you take away that accent, he's just
do you know how many
he's just Joey Fatone.
He's a Buffalo Wild.
He's Joey Fatone if you take away the accent.
He's a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Do you know how many goddamn better New Zealanders there are than him?
Oh, man. They got some good New Zealanders.
There's so many better New Zealanders.
Yeah, Yvonne Goolagong. She's terrific.
That is a deep reference, Steve.
That is a deep reference. That is and she may very... not even be a Kiwi. Is she a Kiwi? Or is she Aussie? I think she's Aussie.
Steve doesn't know.
Yvonne Gulagong. Who's that?
She's a tennis player, right?
Yvonne
right.
Gulagong. Yeah, she was a tennis player from like the 80s.
Yeah, okay. I think she's New Zealand.
Is okay. she New Zealand?
I think so.
You don't okay. even know.
I do.
But you have a 50-50 shot.
I think so. Yeah, I know. I'm pretty sure she is.
Okay.
So I heard, to go back to Super Troopers 2 real quick, I heard you guys got Rob Lowe. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rob Lowe.
We got him.
Yeah.
We
got him.
We caught that
animal. We were just talking about him. He's beautiful. He's a beautiful guy when
he's
you meet him in person.
So ridiculous.
He's gorgeous.
How much does it hurt to look into his eyes?
It's like you'll see him on like an off day, and he's like beautiful. I said to him, I was like, "You're so beautiful, man. Like, what's your secret?" And he said, "I'll tell you my secret. I sleep 10 hours every night. That's how I stay beautiful. 10 hours every night.
Guess what, Rob? It's working.
It's working. But who does that? Me? No.
Secrets.
Do any of you guys do that? No.
Would you be psyched if you? Because you go like 6 hours a night, right?
Yeah, sometimes probably like four. Six. Yeah.
What if you tacked on 4 hours and start to look like Rob Lowe?
I know. My wife said maybe I should do that. She was like, maybe you should start sleeping more.
Because Kevin's wife is not shy about her love of men. Like she sure. like any movie. Sure. Kevin's lucky like this. Like. It'd be like, let's go to a movie this weekend. What do you want to see? And the thing with the hottest dude is the movie. She looks through and she's like, oh, right. Ryan Gosling movie? Let's go to that
right.
one.
Guardians of the Galaxy? Let's go see that.
Yeah, I like sure. Chris Pratt.
Yeah,
sure.
So, it's good.
Now, that doesn't make you feel bad. I mean, we know you. Nah. We know what a specimen
Whose
man
bed
you
is
are.
She in? Mine. She's yeah. in my bed.
Saturday right. night is Kevin's night.
Yeah, it's not Rob Lowe. It's me.
I want you to know something. And I didn't know this. I thought Kevin's night was Sunday night, but apparently Kevin's night is Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely Saturday night.
What gave you the impression it was Sunday night?
Well, like, you know, I guess because we're on the road sometimes, and I know he goes back on Sunday and just smothers her.
smothers her.
Yeah, just kills her.
That's terrible.
Brings her within an inch of her life.
That's a terrible thing
oh,
to say.
God.
Literally within 1 inch of her life. Yeah.
Listen, I'm totally on Kevin's side on this. I've almost killed my wife many times during intercourse.
Yeah, his wife is a small, very attractive
diminutive.
Woman.
Diminutive.
Yeah, so is mine.
Petite.
Oh, so is mine.
Oh, yeah, no. This is my impression of Kevin's wife's last moments on Earth. Here it is.
And just and fade to black.
That's it right there. That's it right there. She slowly loses consciousness.
Roll credits.
And dies. Yeah.
Roll credits.
I think it's more sad than funny, I think.
Sorry, yeah. I'm sorry, I got it wrong. It's actually like this.
Okay. Oh, all right. All right. Okay.
Now you've gone too
All
far.
Right. I crossed the line, dude.
Crossed the line.
It just got too real.
Yeah, I know.
That's what just happened. It got too real.
We just sold
Kevin.
Two more tickets to the show.
Okay, good. That's the kind of show you can see on stage.
Yeah, we have a lot of necrophiliacs who watch
just
the
did.
Show.
Marcos, you actually just did. See that?
Yeah. Somebody just wanted to see your ass, and then they were going to buy tickets. I'm not buying a ticket unless I see his ass.
I gave them what they wanted.
But seriously, Rob Lowe's beautiful.
Well, it's funny because like I'm not letting the cat out of the bag here. It'll be in the trailers. Like Rob Lowe plays the mayor of this Canadian town.
Okay.
And so he's a former hockey player.
Okay.
And so he's got hockey hair in the movie. So like
through the whole thing,
like Barry Melrose from ESPN.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He is going back.
We were trying to channel young blood for him.
Yeah. Rob Lowe is fantastic in the movie.
He's really good.
He's
really good.
Can I swear?
Yeah,
absolutely.
He's so fucking good in our movie. He's so good.
Okay.
Were you, like, shocked that he said yes?
Oh, yeah.
We were.
Yeah, we were totally shocked.
Was he your first choice?
He was.
Yeah, but that's the weird thing is you uncover these Super Troopers fans, you know what I mean? When you start working with other people and then you find, oh, that guy's a fan, and then it becomes easier to get them to do your movie.
And see, I have a lot of questions about that, too, because you guys really created a cult classic, like a cult classic.
It's like a definition
people
of
have
a cult classic.
Johnny Chimpo tattoos. I know a guy who had one.
I saw a photo of a guy with one, yeah.
Yeah.
Daughters, when they became teenagers, one of the first things we did was watch Super Troopers.
You know,
it's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's amazing because we grew up with movies like that, you know, we're quoting movies and stuff. And
sure.
To have that happen to us is just, I mean, you don't expect that. Honestly, like our whole thing was we just wanted to make a movie and get it in one theater. And that was it. And it didn't happen with our first movie. Our Puddle Cruiser didn't sell.
Right.
And so we were really disappointed. And 5 years later, we had Super Troopers. And it was actually the first movie to sell it at Sundance. And that day, they told us they were going to go on 1,800 screens. They were going to go wide. And that was like, no way. And then a few years after that, after the DVD came out, and the fan base really grew. I mean, like, we were all five of us walking down Columbus Avenue in New York City, and a dude came running out of a bar. And it was like, you guys are the Super Troopers. We're like, yeah. And he's like, dude, I love that movie. Come, I'm the bartender. Come drink for free. We're like, okay. Yeah. And it just started happening. It's the weirdest thing because I'm just like, I look over at him. I'm like, is this us? Yeah. It's just the movie we made, and it just took off.
And that's what's like you guys aren't in like everything all the time. Like you take your time with your movies and stuff, and there's a break between it. But like, can you guys walk around? Like, does that happen to you all the time? Do you still get recognized? Like constantly,
more so like or? When we're together or when we have mustaches, then people recognize.
Oh yeah.
Like just me at the supermarket, no. But you know, me with a mustache at the supermarket, look out!
Oh yeah, me with a mustache at a sporting event, forget about it. Yeah. Forget about it. Yeah,
really.
So, oh, with a mustache on, it's bananas.
So when you go to like a hockey game, you just like hold on.
I'm just gonna grow a mustache.
We don't need to buy tickets. Yeah, give me a second. We'll be good.
If he doesn't have time, he grabs a Sharpie.
That's right.
Draws it on.
Yeah. Well, no, it was funny because like I got pulled over doing 120. In California a few years ago, and the cop looked in the car and he was like, "Mister, do you have any idea how Super Troopers?" And I said, "You got me." And like he wound up letting me out of the speeding ticket, and we took some selfies by the side of the road. On the way, I was driving from LA up to San Jose. On the way back from San Jose, I got pulled over again doing 70, and the cop did not recognize me. And then I was getting desperate. I was like. And he still didn't recognize me, and I got the ticket on the way home.
So you mentioned that you spent 5 years between Puddle Cruiser and Super Troopers.
Yeah.
Were you guys like considering not doing any more movies at that point when Puddle Cruiser didn't sell? You guys were just kinda...
we spent all those years just trying to get Super Troopers made. There were kind of many incarnations. Like we had like random producers that came in. Like we had the Farrelly Brothers at one point. We had George Clooney at one point. We had all kinds of producers. You try to make these things
hold on.
All kinds of ways.
You,
yeah.
You can't
hold
just on. Drop George Clooney and then start another sentence.
And well, you can't
that's
drop.
That's a whole other chapter.
It was obviously that didn't end well because Rob Lowe was their first choice for the mayor. But hold on.
Yeah.
George Clooney, how did he even know who you guys were?
He had his assistant, Amy Cohen, who's a co-producer on Super Troopers.
Okay.
She wanted to produce. And so she told him, I'd like to get into this. And he said, if you can find a movie to make for $5 million or less, we'll produce it at Maysville. His company was then called Maysville.
Okay.
And she found the script for Super Troopers. I think she knew Eric Stolhansky.
Yeah, she was a friend of ours. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And so she looked at Super Troopers. She loved it. She brought it to Clooney. And Clooney said, you know what? I don't really totally get this script, but if this is something you believe in, let's do it. And so he would come with us.
Yeah, we went to meetings around town with him.
Yeah, and he got us in with every, like the president of every studio, and they would say, so who is George going to act in this movie? And we would say, no. And they'd be like, okay. and who is? And we'd be like, we are. And
then we're
like,
acting in it.
Who's going to direct it? Oh, I am. And you know,
those guys in the engine are going to be in this movie, George.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And they say, how much do you want? We go $5 million. They're like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for the meeting. And we'll
George, can you stay for 1 second so we get some pictures?
Yeah.
Nice
meeting
you guys.
Good to meet you guys.
Yeah.
How does he smell?
It's great.
He's the
dude's awesome.
Fucking coolest guy.
He is.
Ever.
Kevin.
He's great.
Who's more beautiful?
I hate him so much.
Rob Lowe is more beautiful. Rob Lowe is like stunningly beautiful in person. Clooney's cool though.
Clooney's
cool.
Like ruggedly cool.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
He's
how
like
you
dude
doing?
You'd have beers with. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. No, remember like we'd go like his refrigerator. You would open it up. No shit. Steaks and Budweiser. Like it was like when you go to a luxury suite at the you know at the stadium and it's full of Budweiser beer. Like you'd open up Clooney's refrigerator. It was Budweiser beer, which is why he did the voiceover like the drinkability. Like he believed in that product. It was amazing. Like so, and then what happened was we actually the reason Clooney wound up not being the executive producer is because we got bamboozled.
Yeah, we did by a money guy.
A false investor.
Yeah, he promised us money.
So,
and then he didn't have it.
And what happened was that like
you lost Clooney because you went with this other guy.
No. This guy, he said, I've got $1 million for you to make the movie.
Yeah.
And so we said, awesome. And so Clooney offered the role of O'Hagan to his buddy John Goodman, and with $1 million offer, and John Goodman said yes. And so John Goodman was supposed to be Chief O'Hagan, with no disrespect to Brian Cox. That's just the way it happened.
Yeah.
And then literally the next day we found out that this investor was in Los Angeles now. He was a New York guy. He was in L.A. now. He said he had a John Goodman project, and he was looking for $1 million to make it, which meant that he didn't have the money.
Didn't really have
all
the money.
And we found out about literally within 24 hours.
And
John
then John Goodman found
out,
and he got mad, and Clooney pulled out, and then we had to start all over again.
Yeah.
But that's what that 5 years was. It was things like that kept happening, and then you'd restart and restart and restart, and then you'd finally get the money, do it.
You really believed in the project.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm glad we loved it. I mean, yeah, we spent a lot of time on it, and we developed it with Harvey Weinstein. We developed it with Clooney. We developed it with the Farrelly brothers. It went on and on and on, and then finally it got made.
But, you know, ultimately, the silver lining is that you wind up having so much time to do draft after draft after draft. And, like, you know, if you put in 5 new jokes each time you do a pass, it's just going to keep getting better. We did 25 drafts of that script in those years.
Yeah.
Wow. And how many drafts did you do of Super Troopers 2?
30 or 35.
Yeah, a ton, because that was another situation where we went and pitched the studio, like, maybe 10 years ago. And then there were all kind of fights. There were lawsuits and audits about the first movie and everything. Went silent. We just kept writing. We just wrote for, you know.
Who doesn't jump on Super Troopers 2?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lawsuit and who owed money and who earned the money and all kinds of stuff, and it just got shut down for a while. So. Yeah,
well, that sounds like a very long, interesting story, but I won't make you tell me.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's not. I mean, I think it happens all the time, and
it's standard practice. Yeah. The reason why it took so long is because we audited them. But there was a line of people auditing them, and that goes on with every studio.
Every movie.
Right. Just standard practice.
Yeah, every movie.
So it's like, okay, we had this contract. The studio is going to release it. You paid us X amount of dollars, but we have a percentage off of this, and we're auditing you to make sure we actually got our real percentage.
That's right, yeah. And every single person audits every movie, and you know, and it takes a while.
Yeah, we were literally
behind.
There
was a dispute. There was a lawsuit, and there was like, you know, the audit's wrong, the audit's right, you know, that kind of stuff.
But all that whole time, we were having very pleasant conversations with them about Super Troopers 2 and talking about a potential deal. Like, literally those things just, it's such standard practice that they coexist.
Yeah.
You're like in the room with them, we're laughing, having a good time talking about Super Troopers
2. Doing the deposition with the lawyers,
and that's
trying to pitch them
in the next
Troopers
room. 2. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wild.
Yeah, the business is crazy.
It really is, because like, you know, you would think that, like Brian said, it would be a no-brainer, and with most sequels, they rush them into production.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we waited so long to do it.
Well, we also wanted to make some other, we wanted to make Beer Fest and movies like that, just so we weren't in the
Can you
Super
do me
Troopers
a favor?
Zone.
Can you do me a personal favor?
Yeah.
Could you please make Beer Fest 2 before Willie dies?
Oh,
I know.
Me.
We were talking about that. Yeah. We got to do it. We're thinking of, and that's the plan, you know. So we'll see how Super Troopers 2 goes, but we just saw Willie. We were shooting when we were shooting Super Troopers 2, he was doing a concert in Boston.
Right.
And we went to his show. And he asked us to come on stage. We went on stage and sang backup in the Super Troopers uniforms at the Boston concert. And then when the song was over, we frisked him and then got off stage.
Yeah.
I bet there's not a lot to feel there with
there's
Willie.
But there's like, you know, weed. There's weed in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And it was great. And we were like, you know, we got to make this movie with you, you know.
And he was like, all right, guys.
Yeah, all right.
Well,
see you later.
He's totally in. We've got confirmation from him and Snoop Dogg that they want to be in it. And that's the direction we would take it in anyway.
I'm not going to lie to you. The only two you need.
Yeah.
Well, there's two more. There's Cheech and Chong. Oh, we've got to get them in there. And I think they're game for it.
Yeah.
I think they're game for it.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting idea. If you're going to make a Weed Fest movie, how do you...
You got to throw everybody in it.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about it. If Super Troopers 2 does well opening weekend, which is 4/20,
yeah,
then... I mean, the conversations are being had.
That's excellent.
Yeah, we want to. The thing that held Potfest up initially anyway was that, you know, back in 2006 we made Beer Fest. The feeling was that there was a cap on weed movies.
Right.
You know, you'd shoot it for a certain budget, but it's not going to make more than $30 million. Obviously, for the studio, there's a bottom line. They have high expectations.
And boy, has the culture changed since
then.
But
everything has changed.
Yep. It totally has. It's not as underground anymore.
Now you've got Netflix actually putting out streams of weed.
With Kathy Bates.
Yeah, to promote TV shows.
Exactly. Yeah.
So.
That's hysterical.
It changed.
Can I compliment you?
Okay. Yes, always.
Just Kevin?
Both of you.
Okay.
Always.
Because you were looking right at him.
But mostly Kevin.
His eyes. It's a fat guy thing.
Whoa.
We just both kind of like resume.
Whoa,
in.
Can I compliment
it's
you?
It's a connection.
God damn.
Don't. I don't want to talk to you.
Too much time together.
He meant that.
Let me get my goddamn compliment left.
Yeah, go. Give it to him.
I'm very happy. I love Club Dread. And the thing I loved about Club Dread the most is the fact that there's one person on this planet who I feel has been ripe for parody since the 70s and nobody does shit to him.
Yeah.
That Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
I am proud of you for taking out JB.
Thank you. Yeah, that was it. Was kind of a later in the game where that character was very different, and then we were like, we should do this Jimmy Buffett thing. And then we listened to his songs, and we kind of wrote songs like Jimmy Buffett. And the fun thing was, so Paxton...
How you listen to his songs? Horrible for
no,
you.
No, but I mean, it was fun because you could write those kind of songs, you know, and we did that. Then Bill Paxton came in, and he kind of embodied it.
So did you have Bill Paxton first and then say, we want you to... Or did you say, no. Bill Paxton, we want you to play Jimmy Buffett?
No, it was written as a Jimmy Buffett ripoff, and then he totally embraced it and lived it. And then... But what happened was, after we shot the movie, we showed it to Jimmy Buffett.
No fool.
Yeah, and so we went down to Florida to his town or whatever, his Margaritaville, yeah, whatever,
his
and
compound. Then
and hung out with him and
the Buffett Estates.
And Paxton sat next to him as they watched the movie together, which is surreal because Paxton's he was a larger than life guy, and he would be elbowing Jimmy Buffett like when the scenes were on, you know.
Now look at this.
You get it, son of a bitch.
Yeah, you get that? It. And Jimmy Buffett loved it. He loved the movie. And there was a point where he was going to play those songs in concert, and I don't know what happened with it, but he ended up seeing the movie and loving it. So, you know.
That's hysterical.
It was great. It was great.
That's really funny. Yeah. I mean, honestly, lots of props for that, because that's a guy who's just so ripe for freaking parody.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It took a while.
And the parrot heads and all those guys.
Yeah, parody, P-A-R-R-O-T-Y.
Correct.
Parrot.
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 Yeah. Right. Correct. Parrot. I have to pay him $400 for mentioning him today.
That's right.
I'll send it
Buffett.
In the mail.
Yeah.
So you guys are doing stand-up tonight,
yep.
Two shows, tonight, two shows, tomorrow night here at Comedy at the Carlson. There are some tickets left from what I understand, but you guys sold out on Thursday night.
Yeah, it was great.
Great.
Folks, if you want to come see him, get your tickets now.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Get your tickets.
It's the new room, man.
Yeah, it is a beautiful
room. It's that
room.
Third TV they just added in yesterday.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's what we were missing.
That's what it is.
Yeah, there's just people are driving here going, honey, did you hear they have a third TV?
Three TVs now.
Yeah. Ippolito mounted it himself.
Yeah.
There you go, Bum. There you go.
So there's going to be two TVs by the end of
the Ippolito built the couch you're sitting on, probably. He built everything in this place.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure.
And he likes to mount things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does.
So on this show, I generally try to talk to people about stand-up.
Yeah.
But we've been talking about movies the whole time. So I'm going to ask you, I guess I'll close out because I know you guys have a lot to do and we have a special treat for you coming in. Very special treat for you coming in.
I like it.
How did you decide to embrace stand-up comedy? Because you guys, you know, did you have a background in stand-up, or were you doing mainly sketches and improv kind of things? How did you embrace stand-up?
We were a sketch comedy group originally, and then during the writer's strike in Hollywood, we decided to do a Broken Lizard sketch comedy tour, since we'd never done anything like that before. And I think, like, a day into it, we realized that it's such a pain in the ass to haul around two duffel bags with costumes, and, like, we had the cop costumes, we had the... Beer Fest costumes, we had togas, we had all kinds of costumes.
Right.
And then we were like, let's just strip it down and do some stand-up comedy. And we had never done it before and fell in love with it. I mean,
so,
such a great thing.
You started stand-up because you were tired of carrying bags.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And then after that tour, after the Broken Lizard tour, we decided to keep doing it because it was fun.
Yeah, we had a great time. It's also so immediate, like, you know, like, we were just talking about how 5 years between movies or two, you know, however years between movies, it's a pain in the ass, right? So at least this is you go out there and have an immediate reaction and write comedy. And
They're very different animals.
Yeah, they're
very,
very,
very
different
animals. Sketch writing and stand-up are very different. But
And it's great. Yeah, it took us a while to really get into the swing of it, I think. But, you know, we've been doing it now for a couple of years, so pretty good.
And I mean, you really enjoy it? Do you consider yourselves comedians?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, like, it's funny because... You know, I think the world of comics, they didn't really embrace. We came at it through sideways, you know? Like, we didn't go and
the traditional
pay our dues. And, like, we were guys who started after people already knew who we were, you know? And so I think that makes it a little bit different. But at this point, we've been doing it for, what, 7-8 years now? And this is the third time we've come through Rochester.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, now you come through it and you're like, oh... You feel like, oh, yeah, this is your world, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Comics are all such bitchy little people.
Don't worry about what we think about it. Well, I mean, I asked that, and I realized how shitty it sounded when I said it. I don't feel bad about that.
We live. I mean, it's the truth. You know, it's like we cut our teeth in a different world, you know? And you could see that when we first started. Like, how do you deal with hecklers? Like, you know, you don't know that type of shit.
You edit them out.
Yeah. But now, that's right. That's what you do. in the movies.
We do.
Yeah. But now I think we've, you know, we've been doing this for a while now, so
well,
I think we get it.
Like I said before, there's two shows left, and the way you guys do your show is very cool, I have to say. There's not a lot of you do a real show. Like, it's not just, it doesn't feel
like a
stand-up.
Yeah, we put up song
show.
And dance. And
there's
like,
a little number. No costume changes.
No.
They don't want to carry the bags.
No, I think that's good, because I think when some kind of movie guys come around, they might not do a traditional stand-up show. We do a traditional stand-up show, and I think people like it. They're like, oh, okay, I didn't realize it was going to be like this. Great.
I love that you two come out together, though. I think that's really great.
Yeah,
because just watching you two here, you guys are buddies, and you know how to get, well, I think
are
you're
we?
Buddies.
I thought we were, too.
You might just be amazing
today
actors.
Today we are.
I thought, no, today tomorrow. We're not, apparently.
Tomorrow, I don't know.
that's the same relationship Vinny and I have.
Yeah, right?
It varies hour to hour, really.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, like, I'm particularly enjoying the two-man story we're telling. We're telling behind the scenes for the making of Super Troopers 2, because Kevin and I have a love scene in Super Troopers 2.
That's right.
And so that's
without
the
too much away.
Spoiler
man.
Alert!
Spoiler alert! No, that's okay. Like that's out there.
I'm looking for stills.
Yeah. Oh, you won't find any.
Oh,
yeah, but you'll see it.
Yet.
You'll see it though.
Just another reason to wait for 4:20.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
But we're telling a story about the day that we had to shoot that scene.
Yeah,
because it was awkward.
If you want to find out what happened,
imagine
folks.
If you guys had to do a scene and spend 6 hours
not,
making
I'd,
out with each
I'd
other.
I'd rather not. I'd rather not if that's okay right. with you. I'd
we
rather
live
just
that.
Not even imagine it.
Yeah,
you'd be so lucky. Shut up.
That's right. You want some of that? You'd get some and you'd be changed forever.
I'd die in the desert before I take some of that. I think.
Paulina, I'm not an attractive person.
That's not true.
He calls himself the Brad Pitt of fat guys.
Okay.
Which I think is pretty accurate.
That's
actually.
Pretty good.
That's
good.
How does that make you feel?
Dude. I don't know.
What
He's
are you?
He's the George Clooney. We're going to be the fat pack.
The Ryan Gosling.
He's the Rob Lowe.
Oh, I like that. The fat pack.
The Rob Lowe fat guys.
Yeah. There it is. He's
10 hours of sleep.
Kevin is definitely more beautiful than me. Definitely more beautiful
You know
than
what,
me.
Vinny? I'm not going to disagree with you.
All right. I mean, you would know. You made out with the guy. What do you want me to tell
thing.
You?
He's tasted it. That's
no, but
thing.
Listen,
that's
listen. Do you know what it is? I did. I mean, there's no going.
Is Kevin
there's
no
going
shame
back
in your
that.
Game, man. It's cool.
Listen, these are my last moments on Earth, like this.
Flip over,
and upside down.
Flip
yeah.
over, buddy.
Jeff Dale,
wheelbarrow.
You don't have a microphone. Can I steal his mic? That mic back from you? Would you like to make a proclamation today? Okay. At Three Heads Brewing?
Yes. We are going to make today, as the Minister of Mayhem at Three Heads Brewing, today is officially Broken Lizard Day in wow. Rochester, New York.
He has no authority to do that, people, but here it is. He did it.
I'm the unofficial mayor of Rochester. It's happening.
Okay. Well, then right. here, let me make a declaration then. Uh-oh. Jeff and Vinny?
Yes.
I now pronounce you man and wife. Okay, and here's the
no.
Yes.
And here's the thing. I'm actually a minister.
Oh, that's
so. You guys are legally married now.
There's no paperwork. There's no paperwork.
That's all right.
It's about time you.
All right, Jeff. Jump out of here for 1 second, Jeff. Jump out of here for 1 second, Jeff. Here's your next treat. Okay. I watched your Twitter feed.
Yeah.
You know, coming up for the shows, you promote them, and Lemmy, you look like you really wanted a garbage plate.
Yes.
But since we can't give you garbage plates.
Oh yeah.
Sit down, Chef Joe. Chef Joe from Sapori is here, everybody. There he is. He brought you guys. He made you Sapori plates.
Sapori plates.
Now, here's the deal.
Okay. Yeah.
Nick Tahoe's the people who created the garbage plate, trademarked the name garbage plate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why you can't give me.
So I can't. That is a plate of food.
This is a Sapori plate.
That is a plate of food, but from Sapori.
And so the way you eat it is to squeeze this
into your face.
You put the top on, shake it. Okay. I put the top on, I shake it?
Yeah. You gotta put ketchup on it first.
Okay.
It's not true.
Okay.
So he brought you guys some lunch today, and Jeff brought a fridge full of beers for
all
you.
All right. We're going to eat the crap out of that.
Thank you
good.
Very much.
Please do.
Oh, good. Let's do.
This is the prop one right here?
That's the prop one.
I'm nervous.
You get a hot one.
It's the prop plate.
You look so scared.
That's why I made these. I saw you guys post that the other day.
Yeah, well, Kevin has, he's got a new app that allows him to put, here, will you put that photo back up there?
Oh, that was superimposed?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that was you.
And he's super. He's superimposed back there.
Oh.
Kevin's got a new app that he is playing with. I really love it. I look forward to all these new.
So you haven't had one of those yet?
No, this is it.
Oh,
this is
oh my gosh, first one.
This is, yeah.
Third time in Rochester, first garbage.
Oh, I've had garbage plate before, but not this trip.
Not that, yeah.
Okay,
right,
well, you've never had a Sapori plate before.
I know,
you're in for a treat.
That's the other one.
We won the Rock City Hot Sauce Fest in 2017.
Okay.
Almost 40 vendors there.
So that's some good hot sauce, guys.
Good hot sauce.
One of the best traditional sauce.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Chef Joe.
I'm
going
to eat the crap out of one of those.
Kevin and Steve, thank you for coming and doing the show.
Thank
if you'd like
much,
to
guys.
See them,
thanks, buddy.
CarlsonComedy.com for tickets or 5854 comedy.
Yeah.
You know what?
I get a. I remembered the number.
I think we've cured him.
Is that what happened? Like
he never gets the phone number right.
Okay.
So I think we've cured him now, though.
Wow.
I think,
holy
I think
shit. That was, that was terrifying.
You have no idea.
That was terrifying.
Yeah, I was scared there.
Supportive.
You have no
what if
idea.
I had a heart attack for that? We're like, oh.
Yeah, you're the one in the room who's at risk for the heart attack. You just.
It's a good
you
point.
You may be holding the plate, buddy.
It's a good point. It's a good point. Yeah.
I think there's a couple guys in line ahead of you.
I won't be able to finish this whole plate, but I know somebody who will.
All right, folks. We're going to be back with you live Monday morning with a very, very special surprise episode of the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. Come see Broken Lizard. Come see Kevin and Steve this weekend.
Yes.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Thanks,
we'll see you
thank
soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Chef Jeff. So we all have to run out of here so he could do the sponsor reads.
Oh, okay. Everybody, thanks a lot for listening. Just give it a little shout out to our sponsors before we go. Iron Smoke Whiskey, Applewood Smoked, and Apple Pie Whiskey. Very, very tasty stuff. Next up, we have a Sapori, our very, very favorite restaurant. We're going to go out and eat some garbage plates here in a moment. Quite excited about that.
Sapori plates.
Sapori plates. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Sapori plates. And our next up, Three Heads Brewing, maker of our tasty beer we've been drinking. Thanks so much, Jeff Dale, for coming and hanging out with us. And Bad Drip Labs, personally endorsed by very me, myself. Have a good day, everybody. Glad thanks for listening. Have a good time.
Good job, Ryan.